Blog Talk Radio.
Jupiter Expanse. We have a short show today due to the rendezvous with some family later. We're going to go to the metaphysical shop and get some ingredients for a spiritual bath. But since I'm having this outing with this person, it made me think of what I wanted the show to be about today. So I won't be able to probably get into, like, the open call, which I usually do. So I'm going to just schedule something on Friday for everyone. For today, I'll just talk a little bit about the dream world. The dream world. This person, I'll say it, my sister. She and I are going to go to the metaphysical shop today. She's been having some issues with the dream world, and we're just going to get some ingredients for a spiritual bath for her and a crystal and, you know, kind of set her up with a prayer because, you know, she needs some peace and contentment when she goes to sleep. My experiences with the dream world are mostly positive, and there are some negative things that happen in the dream world. I started lucid dreaming. I have a forum in my mobile app that's coming out shortly where I'm asking people, have they lucid dream? Now, lucid dream is a dream where you are awake in your dream. You are consciously aware of things. Like you are recording things because you're actually experiencing it like you would just if you were awake. If that makes any sense. But the dream world is quite different. It feels different than the waking physical 3D world that we all experience when we wake up. It's interesting when you start lucid dreaming. It satisfies my curiosity. I only do it now to help clients And if I really need some metaphysical truth, if I need a deeper meaning to a question I'm looking for. But I won't sugarcoat things. It's not the safest environment. I mean, it's just like here in our world. There are good things in our world. There are bad things in our world. And one must take precaution and just be careful where one goes. So my experience with the dream world, it started off with Ed McMahon, the guy from Star Search. Now, he's dead, I think. Yeah, he's dead. People have told me he's passed over. But I've seen Ed McMahon. Me and him had conversations. And this is back like a year ago when Joy Ma, she was a little bit obsessed with trying to win the lottery. I'm just going to keep it real for y'all. I was obsessed. I was getting close. You know, my personal, I have a personal theme of mine as well. I have personal psychic and shaman would tell me, you were close. You have the numbers, you know. And every time I would play, I would get closer and closer. Like the numbers would just keep getting closer and closer. You know, friends, I'll give you an example. Say, I'll play, like a big three game. I'll get two out of the three. If I play more numbers in the quinto, I'll get four numbers. I think I'll get like three numbers out of five, then it'll be four numbers out of five. And then, I get some winnings here and there, but I'm like almost there. All these numbers are almost there. Like they're lining up. So I was obsessed, and I was really trying to get all of the numbers. I didn't get all of the numbers to this day. I had to take a break from it. I'm like, I'm tired. I'm using too much of my spiritual juices to try to get these numbers from Ed McMahon. Like, seriously, like, I was upset. So you're almost there, Joey. You're almost there. So anyway, I stopped playing, which is probably the best thing in a while because I don't like being obsessed over things like that. But that was kind of my experience. Seen Ed McMahon, talked to Ed McMahon over there, and after my experience, there have been issues with people that I know. They've been having problems when they go to sleep. Now, granted, they have their regular lives, like we all have regular lives here, and sometimes I think like the stress of everyday stuff, it kind of seeps over to the dream world. Like when you go to sleep, it just kind of, like your spirit is struggling here, so it just makes sense to me that it'll just pull over to the dream world. And I have one friend, she, there was issues that she was having when she would go to sleep. She's like, she couldn't go to sleep. I'm like, okay, let me see what's wrong with you. I don't know why you're not going to sleep. So I go to sleep. I go, into the dream world, lucid dream. I'm looking for her spirit. I find her spirit or barely find it, and I'm, like, chasing this girl in the dream world. Like, I had to tell her. I was a close friend of mine. I told her, I woke up to her, like, yo, I can't catch you, yo. Your spirit is just all over the place. She's running like a rabbit. I don't know what's wrong, but it's just, like, I got tired of just trying to chase you. You just wouldn't slow down for me. And, so we found out, just to make a long story short, we found out that her stress was so to the point where it was so much that she was going through that even when she went to sleep, like, she couldn't have any rest. It's like she didn't allow her spirit to rest even when she went to sleep. Because when you go to sleep, ideally, we're supposed to charge our body, have adventures, become more fulfilled in the dream world, so then when we wake up, we feel more refreshed. Well, that wasn't happening for her. It was just like, dreaming was not recharging, and she had some really deep spiritual issues. And I guided her into a meditation, and she gave me some feedback. And I'm to give like you guys a conclusion to this particular story. She told me when she went through the meditation, she was finally able to meet up with her spirit, and it was a glorious meeting. She was finally able to catch up with her own spirit, slow it down, and it was like her inner child. It was a lovely thing. She was able to calm herself because, she's been going through so much, and I think she really was starting to love herself for the first time on a deep spiritual level, to where her own spirit was like, it slowed down and just like, okay, you know. So she's starting to reintegrate now with her spirit, and I've seen her now. She's like happy. I never seen my friend so happy before. I mean, it's just like things are just happening for her, and it just is. That's always where these problems tend to come from the root of the spirit, and you know, then it spills out into your physical world, and then you're trying to do things in the physical world, and it's not working for you. So a lot of times, if you just correct things with your spirit, I mean, sometimes your spirit doesn't have to be the root cause, right? Things can happen to you in the physical world that could affect your spirit. That can also happen. But usually if you can go to the higher power first and just correct everything from that point on should just flow. So that's what I'm hoping with my sister. So we're going to just get some things from the metaphysical store. I'm going out to see her today. And we live pretty much far apart. She's like an hour away from me. So I've definitely got my list in order. So I wanted to kind of tell you these things because if you guys are suffering or having similar issues, what I'm going to do for my sister, we're going to get some things like chamomile. It's a herb. It's very affordable if you get, like, the natural chamomile from a herb store. You find, like, one online or maybe in your local area. But definitely we're going to the herb shop before they close. Get her some chamomile so she can put that in her spiritual bath. I would recommend, like, a tablespoon of chamomile. Well, probably a little – well, I put a little bit more in mine. I put quite often more chamomile, but you could just to try it out, maybe, like, a couple of tablespoons in a warm bath. Chamomile is the love herb. It's a love herb. It really makes you feel more loving. The Cherokee have been using it for the Cherokee have been here for like 10,000 years in North America. When they first started to integrate with the Cherokee herb, when the white settlers came over, they were in love with the herb. They were able to do so much with the chamomile herb, I mean. They were able to use it in so many ways, and it is like the love herb. The women use it for everything. The women use it for their skin. They use it for everything that, you know, goes on with the womanly issue. It's very good for the skin, so that's why I say putting it in the bath, drinking it, it's very calming. It's marvelous for the skin. Like, Joy had a 20-minute bath with chamomile, and my skin was like, whew, silky smooth. But, yeah, some chamomile, the love herb, you know, official love herb, and some pink salt, some pink Himalayan salt. Now, that's, you're going to have to look that up, guys, because not many local people would sell that. Between some pink salt and some chamomile, trust it to get, like, some bubbles from the dollar store. Get, like, some good bubble bath, just a little bit to create some suds. Just enough, you know. You don't need anything really else. And if you have some orange peel, you know, get some oranges. Eat the orange, and just take the peels. Just, like, slice up some orange peels and then put it in the bath. So you got orange peels, pink Himalayan salt, and, like, tablespoons of Cherokee herb, all you probably get for under $10, right? Less than $10. If you can't find pink Himalayan salt, get some sea salt from the grocery store. Voila, spiritual bath. I mean, that's what I'm doing for my sister, and you just feel so good. But we're running out of time. Just to say, I'll be on tomorrow, probably more like 2:30. I'm going to schedule for tomorrow, and then Sunday's meditation. So tomorrow for Open Tarot Talk for Friday, Friday's Day of Venus, we'll do that. Joy Ma, hope everyone is having a good day. Be blessed, feel well in yourself, and expand. Expand. Let your spirit expand to the best, to its greatest form. Peace, everybody.